Gupta 7.28. Yesham tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandya moha nirmukta vajante mam drudhavrataha. Krishna is speaking. Yesham tu antagatam papam. Yesham, for those people who are antagatam papam, whose papa, whose sin has ended. Jananam punya karmanam. Jananam, such people, punya karmanam. They have performed punya in this end. Jananam punya karmanam. Te danda moha nirmukta. Such people become freed from the illusions created by duality. Bhajante mam drudhavrataha. And they worship me with determination. In the previous verse, the 27th text, Krishna had explained how in this world people get caught in illusion by Ichha Dvesha Samutthena, by the as attachment and aversion. Dvandva mohena bharata, dvandva mohena. These two are combined sources of moha. And sarvabhutani sammoham. Sarvabhutani, all living beings, are put into sammoha by this. Sargeyanti parantapa. This happens from the birth itself. So now, after having been told that this is how living beings go into illusion, a natural question will come up. How can they come out of illusion? Krishna has addressed this issue earlier when in 7.14 he stated that yesh, in that devi yesh gunamai mama maya durataya mameva ye prapadyante maya me tam tarantite. When he stated that by surrendering to him we can go beyond the formidable energy of maya. But still, that alone, while it is enough, that is in a different context. Where Krishna has just introduced the three modes of material nature, has talked in terms of the three modes of material nature, and then he talks about how we can go beyond the energy made of the three modes by surrendering to him. Now in this verse, Krishna says that. So in this context, Krishna is speaking and saying that after specifically the illusion of duality which afflicts the souls, how that can be removed. Krishna says, Yesham tu antagatam papam. Those who are antagatam, those who give up, those who have sinful activity then. Jananam punya karmanam. Those who do punya, so giving up piety, doing punya, they dvandva moha nirmukta, such people being free from the illusion of duality. Bhajante mam drudhavrataha, bhajante mam. They worship me, drudhavrataha, with great determination. This can also be taken in another way, that the people who seek to do this, people who seek to become purified, sinful activities, they worship me with determination and thus they become purified. Krishna will talk about that theme in towards the end of the 14th chapter, 14.26, when he says that Mamcha Yoga Vicharena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Samati Yaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. He says that you can go beyond them all by practicing bhakti. So this may seem to be like a cycle, self-referential cycle. Krishna says that you can go beyond the modes by surrendering to me. That's what he said in 7.14. And then in 14.26 he says that by being devoted to me in an unflinching way, you can go beyond the modes. So, we may wonder, where do we begin this? It's like saying that by taking the treatment, you can become free from the disease. And to become free from the disease, take the treatment. So 7.14 and 14.26 seem to be saying the same thing, that to go beyond the modes, practice bhakti unflinchingly, surrender to Krishna. Whereas this 7.28 seems to say that you need to become free from sin, become situated in fixed in piety, to be able to come to the level of becoming fixed in bhakti, practicing bhakti determinedly. So which is the entry point? Actually, we don't have to make things so complicated. The simple point is that initially, if you are not able to practice bhakti steadily, for example, if we are too much in tamoguna, at that time, we may find the principles of bhakti very difficult to practice. We may not be able to concentrate while chanting. We may not even feel like sitting at one place and studying or hearing. And our attachments and aversions may be very strongly affecting us at that time. But sometimes, in the case of Ayurvedic treatment, it may well happen that some people may not even be able to, may be too weak to take some strong treatment. And the doctor may give some milder treatment initially, so that the patient recovers some basic health, by which some stronger treatment can be given. So similarly, sometimes when people are very much afflicted in the lower modes, at that time, they may not be able to practice bhakti properly. But still, if they just continue trying to practice bhakti according to their capacity, whatever little they can do, that little practice will purify them and bring them to a level where they can practice more bhakti. So we may feel if somebody is more sick, that person requires a stronger dose. That is true. But whether they can sustain that stronger dose is also a valid question. And we need to ask that. Sometimes the material existence and people are in the lower modes, their attachments and aversions are so strong, they cannot possibly put them aside and focus on the principles of bhakti. So, then whatever room their attachment and aversions leave for them, they'll have to practice bhakti within that room. And gradually, as they become purified, then antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam. So, when they gradually, by the little practice of bhakti, they become purified, then they So they give up impiety progressively. They do piety. And by that, dvandva moha nirmukta, they become free from the illusion of duality. And thereafter, bhajante maam dridavrataha. Bhajante maam. They start worshipping me with devotion. So unless they come to that level of practicing bhakti diligently, till that time, they'll have to practice bhakti according to whatever capacity they have. So we shouldn't become too disheartened if we need to keep practicing according to whatever is our present capacity right now. And by such practice, we will move onwards and eventually come to the level of steady practice. if we can't beat our conditionings, we don't have to beat ourselves for our conditionings. We can just beat them according to our condition, according to our capacity right now. If you can't beat our conditionings, means that if you can't overcome our conditionings and we can't practice bhakti steadily, we may just fill ourselves with so much self-pity, remorse, guilt and negativity that we become disheartened in practicing whatever bhakti we can. And by that, we don't practice even whatever bhakti we might have been able to also. So, we do have standards that we want to aspire towards. But if we can't practice those standards, we needn't. So, if we can't beat down our conditionings, we needn't beat ourselves down because of the conditionings. We can just continue on practicing, praying to Krishna, seeking His mercy, finding out which are the activities through which we get taste and strength. And guide those activities, by the steady performance of those activities, we can move onwards towards steadiness in the overall performance of bhakti. Because that steady performance, even in one limb of bhakti, will purify us. And that purification will enable us to move onwards in our journey towards Krishna. Thank you.